Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The Obama administration says it will pause a $500 million Pentagon-led program to train and equip Syrian rebels who are fighting the Islamic State militants. Meantime, a top Syrian rebel commander says he thinks recent rebel success on the battlefield could lead to an escalation in Russian military intervention. Jamie Detmer has our report.
General Salim Idris is a man divided. He's jubilant at the successes Free Syrian Army rebels have notched against President Bashar al-Assad, whose forces launched ground offensives with support from Russian warplanes this week. The biggest Syrian government offensive is near Hama.
The regime lost more than 20 tanks, lost a lot of soldiers and officers and vehicles.
Idris says he fears that now that the Russians are intervening, the West will reduce its overall support of the Syrian revolution, not wanting to become embroiled in a Cold War-style proxy war. The future of the revolution can only be decided, the general says, by those fighting on the ground. Jamie Detmer for VOA News, Gaziantep, Turkey.
General Hossein Hamadani, senior Iranian Revolutionary Guard commander, has been killed in Syria, where he advised Syrian troops in the northeastern region of Aleppo. Iran has provided military and political support for President Bashar al-Assad during the four-year-long civil war. AP reporting that a mayor says a group of suspected jihadists attacked a village in central Mali, killing a local official in front of his family. Haruna Bellum says the attackers were suspected members of the radical Messina Liberation Movement, which has been blamed for other attacks targeting military and civilians. This is VOA News. United Nations Security Council passed a resolution on Friday to authorize European Union and countries outside the EU to board, search, and seize vessels suspected of human trafficking in the Mediterranean Sea off the coast of Libya. 15-member council adopted the measure drafted by Britain to counter the refugee crisis in Europe. Resolution also authorizes the use of force. Matthew Rycroft is Britain's ambassador to the UN.
Any action will be proportional, in keeping with the limits authorized by this resolution, and used solely against the smugglers and empty boats. Any migrants encountered as part of the operation will be taken to Europe as part of established procedures.
In the past, the EU focused on search and rescue operations in the Mediterranean, but with this year's overwhelming flood of migrants from Syria, Iraq, and other hotspots in the world, thousands have ended up dying at sea while trying to reach Europe. World Health Organization and United Nations Children's Fund urging the government in Ukraine to give the immediate go-ahead for a life-saving nationwide polio vaccination campaign. Lisa Schlein reports.
6 weeks after a polio outbreak, and despite repeated requests by aid agencies, Ukrainian authorities still have not given permission for a nationwide vaccination campaign to begin. WHO communications officer Oliver Rosenbauer tells VOA the political indecision could cost the lives of many children.
Time is absolutely of the essence. The longer this virus is allowed to circulate, the higher the risks that you are going to see more children paralyzed by this disease.
Two children, aged 10 months and 4 years, were confirmed to have polio on September 1st in southwest Ukraine. Neither child had been vaccinated against it. This is the first polio outbreak to hit the country in 19 years. The WHO says just one case constitutes an outbreak and must be dealt with rapidly. Otherwise, it says the crippling disease could spread like wildfire. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Here in the U.S., President Obama met privately on Friday with the families of 8 students and 1 instructor gunned down at a community college last week in the state of Oregon. After the family meeting, Mr. Obama said the country will have to, in his words, figure out how to stop things like this from happening. A crowd of pro-gun protesters greeted Mr. Obama as he arrived in Oregon to console the families of victims of that mass shooting in Roseburg. President Obama has been calling for stronger gun control in the aftermath of the shooting. 2015 Nobel Peace Prize has been awarded to 4 organizations composing the Tunisian National Dialogue Quartet.
That's the latest world news from VOA.